And good morning. Welcome into the Chase and Big Joe Show right here on 102.5, 106.3 of the game, brought to you by our great friends at Regal Realty Group. We're happy you're along. Dr. Crane behind the board. Chase McCabe is on assignment. It sounds better if you say it that way. He's on assignment. And the Riddler is filling in for him today, Junie Riddle. Junie, good morning, brother.
Good morning, Big Joe. Thanks for having me again, as always.
Well, thanks for being here. That's very formal of you. Anyway, our question today, and we're going to get to it right now. We did a lot of it in the 9 o'clock hour, is this weekend Mike Vrabel went and got inducted to the New England Patriots Hall of Fame. Great for him. Fantastic. Love it. My problem is don't do it during the season. Do it in March and April. You preach about teamwork and camaraderie and commitment, blah, 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 and yet – you go do that. I got a problem with it. Most of y'all have a problem with it. There's a few people say big deal, but Junie, and we want to hear from you, 615-737-1025. You can call in, you can text on the text line brought to you by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. But overwhelmingly, like 90% people have a problem with this. And Junie, you've got a problem with it.
I think people should have a problem with it. Your coach, you know, your team is 2-4. Your coach has kind of been put into a bigger role since the firing of John Robinson last year. So your team is in flux. He's spending the bye week, which this is probably the most crucial point of his entire tenure as the Titans head coach, being 2-4, not knowing what the future is holding. It's this it's this core that they have right now of Tannehill, Henry, Byard. It's their final run in things, and things aren't going as planned. And you're spending the bye week up in New England getting praises for what you did
right,
as a player.
Right. The text line's blowing up. 0042 says, I think it's a strange coincidence that the national media mentions Vrabel replacing Bill in New England. And this just so happens when our season is not going too good, maybe why he is losing the locker room. Oh, that's a good one, because we talked about that message might be falling on deaf ears of do this and do that. And then you go up and you're up in New England doing that. But here's what Vrabel said. He spoke Saturday night. This is what he said Sunday before the game.
But I also want you not to take this organization for granted. I've been a lot of places. This is a special place with great leadership, great fans, great direction, great coaching. Enjoy it. It's not like this everywhere. Thank you very much.
Was he talking about the Titans there? Or, I'm sorry.
I feel like that's got to be a subtle shot.
Right. All right. Now, you found something else he said, right?
Yeah. So that was kind of towards the tail end of his speech there before the game kicked off between the Patriots and Bills. I want you to listen to this clip, because the verbiage he uses to kind of get the crowd hyped up was interesting to me. Go ahead with the clip, Frazier.
Come on. We got a game to win. I can't be up here that long. I want to thank the fans. I haven't been back as much as I should since 2009, but I want to thank the fans. I want to thank the fans that made coming and playing in this stadium unbelievably special. When we traveled, you were there. When we were here, you were there. I can imagine how you screamed and yelled at the night games on third down and when you threw the snow, and every memory that comes back right now. So I want to thank you, fans, okay, for the opportunity to stand here today in front of you.
That he said, we got a game to win. We got a game to win. And this is funny. I'm going to go back to the text line here. Robert says, maybe that's who Big Jeff was talking about when he said we need to find out who wants to be here, LOL. I'm just saying.
Ooh, boy, that would be – I hadn't thought about that.
I don't know.
Dustin says if he's throwing shots, he's already done here. Do you think he approved it with Amy Adams? And she's like, sure, go up there. I don't get it. I don't get why he thought this was a good idea.
And again, I just think the number one aspect of it is because if this happened and the clips didn't surface about what he said, and it just all ties in. The whole thing just reeks
right
of like why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? And again, if the Titans weren't 2-4, and he went up there and did that during the bye week, I don't think any of us would be paying attention to it. I haven't seen a lot of other people on Twitter commenting about it, but I took notice to it. And for a guy that's preaching, we got to turn this around, we got to be together, we got to be held accountable, doing this and saying those comments and stuff that could lead your players in your locker room of where you're coaching right now, you got to think there are guys in the locker room right now that are thinking, is his head like – in the game here with us in Tennessee right now?
Yeah.
Or is he already kind of like looking past this season? I think that's a fair question to have.
Right. Jonathan on the text line, thank you, says it pretty good in four words. It looks so suspect. And he is, I mean, all right. I mean, it's not a conspiracy theory. It just does. It looks just weird, him doing that. Let's see what Wes in Clarksville says. I would just wonder if Kraft, thank you, Wes in Clarksville. I would just wonder if Kraft asked Vrabel if he would ever be interested in coaching the Patriots. You know he did. You know he's like, hey, Mike, just hypothetical. I'm sounding like Jeff Fisher here, but that's Robert Kraft. Just saying, yeah, maybe one day, you know. And the text earlier says, I wonder if Kraft took Vrabel by his future office and said, hey, we can do all this for you. You know he did. You know it's been discussed. And to say it's not been discussed is lunacy. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing the point. But evidently I'm not, because everybody's overwhelmed on this, or it's overwhelmingly like, what was he doing this weekend? And if Jeff Simmons is indirectly calling, now that's way.
Yeah, and again, I don't think that's what Jeff was alluding to in the locker room after their loss in London. But I'm just saying, I don't know. There's too much there for it not to be coincidental. Because again, this was a hypothetical on the station. I know when I was filling in with Caroline last week that, you know, this is what we were talking about. We were literally talking about, what if the Patriots were to trade for Mike Vrabel? And then for this to go down, those comments to be made, I just don't know how, as a Titans fan, you can't look at this and think there's got to be something to this. And I don't know. If Vrabel does somehow make it over to New England in the next coming years, do you think the NFL should open up an investigation for tampering?
There's a collusion going on.
There's got to be collusion.
Yeah, tampering. You're right for all that. Dustin, we got to make you part of the show. 615-737-1025. Dustin says, man, those speeches to Pats fans before the game, much better than the usual, hey, we got to coach better, we got to play better. Maybe stay loyal to who you have, gave you your first head coach. I can't read this because the text. Maybe stay loyal to who gave you your first shot at coaching better. Agreed with all that. I can't keep up with all that's coming in. So y'all keep coming. We'll read them throughout the show. But it's good to see that for once we're on a majority side of something.
Yeah.
What's going on?
We're not getting a bunch of flack for this. Mike on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says, I want the national media to ask Vrabel if he wants to be the Patriots coach. What do you think he's going to say, Mike? He's not going to say, yep, that's that's where I want to be. I want to go back. No, he's not going to say that.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
It's like, we can go there and ask, but we're not going to get an answer out of him. You know he's going to tailspin it and just go on a rant about whatever. Yeah, he's not going to answer that question.
Is he having a press conference today? Are they today?
Press conference is going to be at 11.
Yeah. So I hope somebody asks him.
Somebody needs to ask him about it.
But don't ask him, which somebody will over there, how was it like being honored? I want somebody to ask him, do you think it was a good idea to do this now? That's it. Just a simple, do you think it was a good idea to do this now, to go up there? All right, we're going to take a break. But other side, Jeff Fisher, my friends, when he was the coach of the Titans, did something very similar to this. And we've got the video. We got the audio for you. If you don't remember this, we'll fill you in about what he did that kind of also inflamed a lot of Titans fans. We'll have that for you after the break.
Yep. And before we go, join Jared Stillman, Chris Sanders, and Derek Mason at Teddy's Tavern, located across from the Bridgestone Arena Plaza, this Sunday from 9:30 to 11:30. They'll break down the Titans Week 8 matchup against the Falcons and give you the latest updates before the game. Our NFL pregame show is presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment and The Beast Unleashed. We will continue the conversation on Mike Vrabel coming up next here. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show. Junior Riddle in for Chase McCabe on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
I mean, am I the only one that's hot, or is it because I didn't take my flu shot yet, and I don't know if it's this 0-6 thing, but I am hot. I just want to feel like a winner, so you recognize this, Tony? I think you probably do.
Woo! Oh, man. That was Jeff Fisher in 2009 at a faith event at Lipscomb University with Tony Dungy as a speaker, and Tony Dungy brought Jeff Fisher on the stage. Fisher says that right there. It's hot in here. Takes his shirt off to reveal. He had a Peyton Manning jersey on. Right at the time, the Titans were 0-6, and they were terrible. And he said, I want to feel like a winner. I was not on sports radio then, Junie, but I was working in television, and that clip went a long way and just pissing off so many Titans fans who are still mad today that your head coach would go out and do that.
My favorite part of that was, I haven't gotten my flu shot yet. Just like,
oh, man, that's crazy. All right, so at 615-737-1025, your reaction about Mike Vrabel, should he have gone? Look, we got no problem with Vrabel doing in the offseason. Hell, I'd have flown up there with him to do it in the offseason. No problem with that. During the regular season, I got a problem when your team is tail spinning and you talk about commitment and, you know, being in the building, blah, blah, blah. But we got a phone call. Somebody like to disagree with us, right? This is Miss Angie on the phone. Miss Angie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I've never called before, but I've never been so upset with y'all. Mike needs his moment. He deserved his moment. He earned his moment. For it to happen in March when, you know, the fans aren't there, it's just not the same. Believe you me, you've got to know Mike better than that, that even though he's away, he's still dealing with what's going on here with the Titans. He has his assistants in place. It really is just ridiculous. Just because our team plays, you know, has not played up to what he's coached them to, it doesn't mean we should take, you know, remove that little window of time where he went and was recognized for his years of commitment to them. He remains fully committed to us. And it's just bizarre to me that, you know, you would take the perspective that you have. I know our team's not doing well. I know we can do better. But just because our guys, you know, haven't played up to the standard that Mike has coached them to, he shouldn't have had that honor taken away.
Okay, can I ask you one question?
Oh, maybe.
I've never called before. Well, we love that you call, and thank you, and you're now part of our show. No, we love it. We love that that's your opinion. We love it. You're not wrong. You're not right. We love your opinion.
Sure.
Here's my question. Are you related to Mike Vrabel?
No, never met him in person before in my life, and no, I'm not. Nope.
Okay, good. Angie, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you.
Okay.
All right, have a good day.
It's not his fault that our team is not playing to standard. Thank you.
Thank you, Angie, for the phone call. Angie, that's fine. We love the conversation here. We have another call?
Yeah, we got Carl on the line. Go ahead, Carl. He's got some comments about Mike Vrabel. Weigh in.
Hey, I'm not related to Mike Vrabel to start out with.
All right, I
don't think there's an issue here. I think fans are frustrated at being 2-4. We're fortunate to have him. I'll be honest with you. I just think that he is a great coach. He will get things back on track. I think he just needs a little time, but it's just some fan frustration, very similar to UT frustration, always on the outside looking in. And, you know, that's my comments.
All right, thanks, brother. Appreciate you, Carl. Thanks for calling, and we always appreciate it. So, yeah, I mean, again, there's no really right or wrong answer. I just think the timing to me, and Junie might agree with this, the timing is just a little off to go up and get inducted in the Hall of Fame.
And I just feel like, you know, Vrabel's still a young guy. You know, does he have to get inducted into the Hall of Fame now? Like, why can't they wait until he's not affiliated for him to go and get honored? I don't know.
Good question.
I would like somebody to hit us up on our text line or call in and say, here's another moment that a guy got honored while he's affiliated. He has a job and a title with an organization, and then he takes his off week to go get celebrated by another organization. I've never seen it before.
Right.
Can you recall a player, a coach, a GM, anybody that has been honored by a different organization than the one that they are employed by currently? I can't think of
one.
All right,
here's an example. Frank Reich is the head coach of Carolina, and they're awful.
Okay.
During a bye week, he gets honored in Buffalo. Does he go? They're 0-5. That's an awful football team. Does Frank Reich go to Buffalo? See it for outside looking in. No. He would not go because
my
team –
he was the backup quarterback for Buffalo. Like, what are they going to honor him for? The greatest comeback of all time? Like, that's about it.
Which happened against the Tennessee Titans. So, the Oilers franchise, whatever. But does he go? No. It looks bad. It looks bad when your team is not doing well and you go and get heaped on praise. Look, again, I got no problem in March and April. I'll drive you up there.
We're talking about losing 11 out of your last 13 games.
Yeah, and then the Comets. Which one we didn't play? Did we play? We haven't played the first one, right, from Saturday night. Dr. Crane, could you cue up the first one from this is Vrabel. We played it very first of the show back in the 10 o'clock hour.
The longer clip.
This is Junie found this. Thank you, Junie. This is Mike Vrabel Saturday night talking to all the beloved and wonderful Patriots fans.
We held each other accountable because there was trust. There was an understanding. There was a respect that you could say things that needed to be said to each other. And every day, that's what I'm trying to recreate. Wherever I coach, and now it's in Tennessee, obviously, but I'm trying to recreate what we had in that locker room. And I don't know if we'll get it, but we're going to try. Every day I'm going to try, because nothing was more important than the team. Not your feelings, not your stats, not your paycheck, not what you'd done in the past. Nothing was more important than the football team. And guys had to know that coming in. And the guys that were here before me made me aware of it, just like, you know, I was able to make other guys aware of it. I mean, I'm proud of being voted a captain on this football team. Football team that has so many great players. Like, I didn't take that lightly. That'll probably still be one of the biggest honors I've ever done, is being voted a captain with some of these guys that were on these teams. And having the opportunity to be a captain.
Whee! Yay, Mike.
You know what this is like, Joe?
What's that?
This is like when you're in high school and you're like, your girlfriend would want to say, oh, my friend from this school needs a date to his dance or whatever, and you let your girlfriend go to a dance with another guy. Like, you just don't do that.
Right.
It just doesn't make a lot of sense. And Gover on our text line says, didn't Jeff Fisher put on a Colts jersey or something? Thank you for tuning in, Gover. We have been playing Jeff Fisher multiple times this morning, kind of comparing.
That was October 2009 when Fisher put that jersey on. I don't know what goes through your mind to do that. I don't know. I mean, if I'm – again, I'm like, why is my coach putting a Peyton Manning jersey on to go out and talk about what it feels like to be a winner? And there was a – small paradigm shift back in 2009 with that happened, and a lot of people still were upset at Fisher over that, because 2009 was a disaster, 2010 was a disaster with the Vince Young throwing his shoulder pads into the stands. A lot of things went wrong there, but I don't know. And Angie, thank you for your call earlier. There's a few people that agree with Angie. That's fine and all that, but it's totally the head coach's fault, right, when your team's 2-4? Is it not?
For me, it's not just 2-4. It's 11 out of your last 13.
I don't compare seasons, you know that.
I know, but it's still...
But you can.
You still can look back at the previous season and understand that the tail end of last year didn't end well. You'd want to get off to a good start this year. They have not. And it's been a losing... It's kind of went from a winning to a losing culture around here. And I don't think fans should be able to accept that. And I don't think until it gets resolved, I don't think a coach should be going and gallivanting about his accomplishments with a different organization. It's just a bad look. And it sets a bad message to your locker room that you're trying to get up for a big game. Because, again, we talked about this. Going into the bye week, 3-3 is much different than 2-4.
Correct.
This is even bigger than that. Right here, right now, 3-4 compared to 2-5, when the rest of your division is looking a lot better than you, this is a big game, and this is not a narrative or something that you want being talked about or thought about in your locker room when you need to turn this ship around.
Imagine if they lose to Atlanta on Sunday and he's 2-5. But we still have, you know, which I'm glad, because it's been beaten like a drum with the Will Levis or Malik Willis will start. Who do you think starts Sunday?
That, I mean, who I think should start should be Will Levis. But my gut, in knowing this Titans organization, I think that they might go Malik Willis. I think that's what's going to happen.
Right.
What I think should happen is they should play Levis.
It's totally gonna be Malik Willis whole way. Like that's they're set in stone in my eyes.
Ian Rappaport has also come out and said that it's more than likely that Tannehill is gonna be out for this game. So it's just it's everything combined together. It's the record of the team. It's the way the players Jeffrey Simmons are talking in the locker room about, you know, who wants to be here. Like, is this locker room together? And then with all the comments that you can, you know, spin back to organization, the players, the fans, it just seemed like Mike Vrabel with a 2-4 team is spending his bye week instead of prepping a young quarterback to go and take over for a pivotal win to turn the season around. He's more worried about getting his Hall of Fame induction to
right.
A different organization.
David in Arkansas, great text here, 615-737-1025. I find it fishy about Vrabel in this timing. Yeah, Kraft let him know earlier in the year, but I just had this feeling Kraft is trying to suck up to Vrabel and reconcile the relationship because I had heard the relationship was really bumpy. I don't see it appropriate if you work for someone else to go to a former employer. It's not like he's being honored at Ohio State. This is possible tampering because who knows what could be said behind doors. I wonder what Belichick thought about that.
Oh, I bet Bill didn't like it at all.
No, it didn't hit me. And David in Arkansas, thank you so much for the text. We had Jonathan Hutton come up in a little bit, but I wonder what Belichick thought about this. I mean, somewhere he's probably like, what's your relationship with Belichick? And I don't know. I don't know. What that is. But continue to weigh in on our text line, 615-737-1025, 1045. America's favorite game, celebrity birthdays. We'll have that for you. Right, Junie?
Right, and I can't wait to beat Frazier this week because I have yet to do so. So either way, Jonathan Hutton coming up next. But before we go, tomorrow is your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click. If you correctly guess a Preds player that scores a goal in the Preds game tomorrow night, you will win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Preds home game. Participate with Robbie and Rexro tomorrow morning at 8:45 a.m. Pick to Click is brought to you by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty. List your home with TJ and get your home seen and heard and sold today. Jonathan Hutton up next. You're listening to The Chase and Big Joe Show. Junie Riddle in for Chase McCabe on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
Hold it. Hold it. Here we go. Hold it. All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show here at 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Junie, what band is that?
Couldn't tell you. I do know this song, though.
I love it, man. Well, Ferret, you're 26 years old.
Yes.
I'm an old man. I turned 55 on Wednesday.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. So, yes, but the weird thing is I turned 55 on Wednesday, but I don't feel it. I feel every bit of 60. So welcome in today. We're getting a reaction on the text line, 615-737-1025, about Mike Vrabel. June, let's do this right now. We got so many texts. Just take it from the top. I think our last one's Matt in Nashville. You guys are fantastic. We're your two-hour therapy show in between the big guns of Robbie and Rex Road and the Caroline D-Mace and Willie show. They'll come your way at 11 o'clock, and then Jared Stillman at 2 o'clock today. So we're kind of a little buffer in between. But you guys are really upset about this, so take it, Junie.
Yeah, they're upset one way or another. We're getting a ton of texts. Some people couldn't care. They think we're blowing this out of proportion, and other people are right there with us. And I think Matt is with us from Nashville as well. The irony kills me, he says. He's up there talking about the Patriot way, being team first and nothing above the team, while he's up there getting recognized for his personal accomplishments, taking subtle shots and not focusing on his current team. Can't blame him for going, though. It's not likely that he'll do anything worthy of recognition with the current state of this organization.
Oh, Matt, that's a winner. Thank you for that. All right, what is 0247 telling us?
0247 says, I don't think it'll matter who starts. They lose unless Henry rushes for 200. And four touchdowns.
That's the question about Malik Willis and what's the other guy? Will Levis. Good Lord, Joe. I'll do that. Keep going, Junie.
All right, Dustin from Hopkinsville. He's been texting in all show long.
Does he work? Dustin, do you work? We want to know where you – don't tell us where you work, but what do you do? that you're able to do this. We love it. We want that job too.
He said, "Both, I'm enjoying the show. Both of you are very energizing. Let's go." But he says earlier, he said, "Man, the more I listen, the more I get peed off. Told a rival AFC team we got a game to win and got the crowd going wild for them."
Okay, Dr. Crane, can you have that for us? This is the sound bite from Vrabel before the game yesterday about telling the Patriots fans a certain something. That too. Vrabel had his band up there. All right, you're good.
But I also want you not to take this organization for granted. I've been a lot of places. This is a special place with great leadership, great fans, great direction, great coaching. Enjoy it. It's not like this everywhere. Thank you very much.
All right, play the other one.
The other one. The one that yes. He said getting the crowd riled up.
Come on, we got a game to win. I can't be up here that long. I want to thank the fans. I haven't been back as much as I should since 2009, but I want to thank the fans. I want to thank the fans that made coming and playing in this stadium unbelievably special. When we traveled, you were there. When we were here, you were there. I can imagine how you screamed and yelled at the night games on third down and when you threw the snow. And every memory that comes back right now. So I want to thank you, fans, okay, for the opportunity to stand here today in front of you.
Wow. All right. So that's that was the reaction that they were on the text line of, got to get. Now, why can't he do that at Nissan Stadium? Like, he needs to do a wrestling, like, come out like, and now Mike Vrabel. And he comes running out, rips his shirt off, gets the mic, and gets fired up and do all that. That would be – I would love that.
Just the full promo of just laying it on.
We got a game to win. Bye. We want to hear from you. Why can't – I'd love for a coach to do that. Why not do that?
Yeah, I mean, it would definitely get the crowd pumped up.
By the way, they're wearing the throwbacks on Sunday, and then we've asked, you know, Vrabel will ask. Well, he's not going to talk to us, but we want to know if he'd come out looking like – but you know who Bum Phillips is? He was a coach of the Oilers in the 70s, right?
Yeah, he had the cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat. And the, I mean, he was fantastic. We want Vrabel to come out. I mean, if you really want to get back in the loving arms of this fan base, win – but come out looking like Bum Phillips on Sunday. That'd be fantastic to do that. More reaction. 5728 says, hey, the players on the Titans really stink. Other than Mike Vrabel suiting up to play, there's nothing he can do about how pitiful the personnel is other than let himself and Ran get a few drafts in over the next few years. Okay, thank you there, 5728, with that.
He's not wrong. But, again, don't
– hold on real quick. Dustin weighed in. We asked what his job was. He says, I'm an electrician, $40 an hour. Come on up. We're hiring. Hey, Dustin, Texas, after the show, I know how to stick my finger in a socket. We can do this. Does that work?
Does this thing work?
God bless you, Dustin. That's who's getting America going, the electricians. Good job, Dustin, with all that. 0247, I'm hot right now. I'm gorgeous, but at the same time, are you hot? You're wearing like 9 layers.
No, I think it's a nice, cool 60, 68 here.
You're all fired up, Joe.
He is. 0247 says he had more emotion in New England than he has at any presser he's given in Nashville. That's somebody else has said that, too, several times. Like, you see that kind of emotion instead of the we got to coach better, play better, blah, 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 be better, though. Did you think reaction would be this way overwhelmingly? Why did you go?
No, I mean, I did. Maybe it is partially like, again, one of the texters earlier said that if they were 5-1, we wouldn't even be talking about this. And I kind of agree. But for me, it just throws salt in the wound with what he's saying. He goes, we got a game to win. You know, this organization isn't like other places. They don't commit to winning like they do. And then also talking about the locker room and how he's trying to do that in Tennessee and he doesn't know if he can get it out of it. Like, it's just all this stuff. It's like, read the room, man. It's like, can you not take any accountability for your part in why your team isn't playing up to the level? Because that's the one thing with Vrabel that always kind of ticks me off. It's always got to coach better, got to play better. But when it comes to describing how you do that,
right?
It's always, oh, well, the players need to do this, the players need to educate. He never goes into what he can do better. He always just says, we got to coach better. Okay, great. Well, what part of that can you do that is better? Because we've never heard it, and he never takes accountability for his part in this team slacking off.
Mike says, hey, speaking of quarterbacks, I want Malik to play the rest of the season so we can get a top 10 pick. 615-737-1025, weigh in. Merle in Mount Julia. Thank you, Merle. Merle says, Kraft intentionally did this because of the fans that are watching this time of year and probably just to get attention on his franchise since the game playing has dropped off so much since Brady left. Mike was definitely taking some shots at his own team and players, hoping to strike a nerve and get his team's attention to straighten up the BS that's hurting them out on the field. I mean, do you think he was calling out the team indirectly a little bit? I don't know. But it sounds like it.
I mean, dude, when you're hearing him say, you know, our Patriots locker rooms were all about the team. We didn't care about stats or who did this and did what. We just worried about winning. And then he literally says, I'm trying to implement with that team that mentality in my locker room in Tennessee right now. And it is to be determined on whether or not we can get that. It's like he's literally calling it out to his team
right
there. He's saying it. He's not trying to hide it. He's not trying to cover up for it. That's what he wants. That's what he wants to do. He thinks this is going to motivate his team.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a player in that locker room and you hear him gallivanting with another organization, is that supposed to motivate you? Would that motivate you?
No, not Joe? At all. Not at all.
That would make me seriously question on whether or not my coach is invested in what we have going right now.
No, I totally agree with you. And the fact that, again, he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, the Patriots Hall of Fame. He absolutely, 3 Super Bowls, everything he meant to the organization. That's fantastic. Do it in April. Do it in May.
Or even this, preseason.
No.
Why not?
Because you're committed to your football team. When practice starts in July, you're committed. You're already in season mode, man. I understand what you're saying.
He does. Listen.
But no, go April and May. And go again, after the draft. Go in May. There's nothing going on in May. Go to May.
But no fans are going to be out there. Okay. To
is it about the fans?
But he deserves the recognition from the fans. That's the point about this that I do disagree with, is that he deserves to get honored in front of the fans. But it's about when and where and how you do it. And I feel like all of those – he did wrong. He deserves to go out there and get it, but not when you're the head coach, the CEO, the face of a different organization. You can't do that.
Travis says, this segment reeks of Jared Stillman speculation. Good God. We're not speculating anything. The question is, do you agree with Mike Vrabel going through getting inducted to the Hall of Fame? The Texers are the one who are saying he's just setting up to be the head coach of the Patriots. We haven't said anything. That, to me, that is a non-story right now. The story is, should he have gone up there and said, hey, I want to be in the Hall of Fame and all that. That is what we're debating about this. Now, the fans, you guys, take it any way you want to. But Wes from Hermitage says, Junie, you were so right. I was nervous before he went to New England, was hoping to feel better when it was over, and now I just feel worse. I don't want to fire Vrabel. He's a good coach. If he leaves, I doubt we'll even have a decent team by the time the new stadium is ready. I am terrified. Wes from Hermitage. Judy, somebody agrees with you.
Finally.
Was that you?
It's about time.
You were texting earlier.
Wes from Hermitage is my burner account.
Yeah. Good job, Wes. But again, I mean, Travis, I understand. We're not Jared Stillman speculation. We're not talking about that, about whether or not, and again, a good 90, 95% of people are saying, yeah, it's just odd to do this right now. And you said earlier, if the team is 5-1, does it matter? That's a great question, because I still think you don't go, but I think that would sway a lot of people's minds. Like, all right, we're 5-1. Let me go up there and show off how great my Titans team is. Look what I'm doing with the Titans. I'm doing with the Titans. It's a great chance to promote the Titans. Instead, I think indirectly calls out the franchise.
Yeah. No, and again, it wasn't just the players. It wasn't just any of that. I felt like he called out the entire organization because, again, what is Mike Vrabel working with? This offseason, this team, they lost 7 straight at the end of last year. Big Joe, it doesn't matter to him, but going into this season, you're trying to repair those holes that put you into that situation. And when you have to go and get players at a discount, players who were backups on their teams, players who haven't, you know, been starters in the NFL to go and fix the holes that you have, thinking that you can go in the season and have a big turnaround,
right.
I think that that's a shot at ownership for not wanting to pay players. And maybe, you know, the reason they dealt A.J. Brown, they didn't want to pay him likely.
Right. All right, so let me ask you this, Jeannie. All right, hey, Dr. Crane, I know you're busy back there. We're going to ask you to cue up that Jeff Fisher soundbite. One more time. Just now joining the show. Jeff Fisher did something similar in 2009. He went to an event. Titans were 0-6. He took his shirt off, put on a Peyton Manning jersey. Hold on with that real quick. What if Mike Vrabel went to some boys and girls event in town and took off his shirt and unveiled an A.J. Brown jersey?
Oof.
I mean, what would that – I mean, so here's Jeff Fisher, 2009, at an event honoring Tony Dungy. He takes his shirt off to unveil a Peyton Manning jersey. Dr. Crane.
I didn't take my flu shot yet, and I don't know if it's this 0-6 thing, but I am hot.
This 0-6 thing.
I just want to feel like a winner, so you recognize this, Tony? I think you probably do.
Tony's like, don't include me in this.
Yeah.
I'm out of all this.
Digging his grave.
Right.
Tony's witnessing a burial. Head coach of the National Football League.
All right, we'll take a break. Continue to weigh in. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, Junie, it's America's favorite game show, and it is
Celebrity Birthdays. Frazier and I will be taking it up. See who wins. Hopefully, I'm like 0-3 on this program when I fill in for Chase, so I'm looking.
You're like Jeff Fisher.
For my first dub. Yeah, I want to feel like a winner. Somebody bring in the Peyton Manning jersey.
I'll
I need
get
to
Jay
feel
Josie
it.
Of mine. Don't worry.
Either way, the Chase and Big Joe Show, Junie Riddle in for Chase McCabe on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.
All right, welcome back here to the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, brought to you by Regal Realty Group. Chase is on assignment. The Riddler is sitting in today, Dr. Crane behind the glass. The Riddler, what do we do with all these texts? I mean, we'll read a few of them right now, but my goodness. We have our topic for tomorrow already that somebody sent us. 1403, thank you, says, for Vrabel, the Titans should get a first-rounder. What would you give if you traded Vrabel to England? What would you want? Jenny says, I want a first-rounder. And I said, hell no. We want a first-rounder. We want a year's supply of clam chowder. Give us the Celtics for a week. Let the Red Sox go. We want everything. You're taking the head coach. We want something back from this. But anyway, our topic today, Jeff Fisher. Mike Vrabel goes and gets inducted in the Hall of Fame. Talks about how great it is to be a New England Patriot. Meanwhile, his team back here in Nashville is in a tailspin, and again, Junie, the text line has just been unbelievable. You guys are fantastic today.
Travis on the text line says, I do agree. The timing is awfully weird. I don't have a problem with the gesture kind of coming off as a Colts fan. Or I'm kind of coming off as a Colts fan.
Oh, I like what 3696 says. Good Lord. I'm going to read it like a very British, annoying voice. Good Lord. Y'all need to get Chase back on the air to reel y'all in. I feel like I'm listening to two Jared Stillmans trying so hard to push a non-story. This is really hard to listen to. Thank you, 3696. No, we're going to keep talking about it.
3696 is not a Titans fan.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Like, if you're a fan,
it's a story.
If you're a fan of a team and your coach goes and celebrates with a different team in your off week,
yeah,
especially with everything going on and all the subtle hints he's dropping, I'm sorry. You got to have a problem with that.
Yeah, and we brought up the comparison of Frank Reich at Carolina going to Buffalo and being honored. His team's 0-5. Is that a good sign? I mean, Titans aren't 0-5, but they're a bad football team. They're in the bottom eight of the NFL. I mean, they're in the bottom quarter of the NFL. I'm sorry, they are. It's just a bad look.
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan's just going to take his bye week and celebrate with the Falcons for blowing the 28-3 lead. What are we doing? How is this not a story? How is this not making something out of nothing? He's literally laying it out for you, what he's saying.
He is. Yeah, you keep it coming in there, guys. We love all the reaction for all that's happening. I mean, there was a lot to get this weekend. And we were going to talk a lot about Tennessee and Alabama. Tennessee fans didn't want to. Bama fans did. I get all that. But when these texts started pouring in and a lot of people's reaction, and Miss Angie called to chastise the Riddler and myself, we love it.
Miss Angie kind of sounded like Miss Amy.
Right. How is she feeling today about this? She'll probably say no, but, I mean, I know we had to clear it with her probably, but I don't know, man.
I don't think it looks good. I don't think it looks good. 1-4-0-3 Kerry Collins, interim head coach. Bring him in.
Yeah, right? Here, talk about yourself.
Would that be better or worse than Jeff Saturday?
Gosh. I mean, how did that work out for them? That was just brutal, right?
That was unbelievable. I still can't believe they brought him from the ESPN studio, had only high school head coaching experience to become the interim head coach of the Colts.
It was terrible.
Either way.
So, Dr. Crane, you ready?
Let's do this thing.
All right, time for Celebrity Birthdays. Hit it, man. Or that song. Dr. Crane, we love you.
Dr. Crane's feeling good.
We're working on 3 hours of sleep today. Sorry, rough morning.
What did we do last night?
Nothing. Just couldn't sleep that well.
You party too hardy?
No, I just couldn't sleep that well. I don't know if it was the food I ate for dinner. I'm not sure.
What'd we eat?
We had some burgers.
That could do it. Undercooked?
No, right on the money. I don't know.
Maybe you just need to toughen up. All right, sorry about that. All right, welcome. Time for Celebrity Birthdays, America's favorite game show. A fun way to end the show today. All right, got to get them within 2 years. All right, so Junie, you're going to go first, all right?
Go ahead.
Famed director Ang Lee. How old is he? He did Will Smith's most recent movie, Gemini Man. How old's Ang Lee?
I'm going to go 51.
62.
69.
Ugh.
Never heard of him in my life. That's okay, though, because they probably never heard of me, and that's a good thing. Yeah. He's from Kentucky.
All right.
Dwight Yoakam. Fantastic. One of my top five all-time musicians. How old's Dwight Yoakam today?
Dwight Yoakam. He's one of your favorite musicians. He's got to be a little older.
Wait, ho. You never heard of Dwight Yoakam?
No. I'm going to go.
It's okay. That's okay,
67.
Joe.
72.
He's 67 exactly.
Ah, yeah, on the money.
Riddler, we got to work. Dwight Yoakam is, he's so country but non-country.
We'll talk.
A great act. He was in Sling Blade. All right, director Sam Raimi. How old is Sam Raimi?
What did he direct?
A bunch of movies.
Okay. That gives me nothing, so I'm going to go 59.
Oh, man. I just want to go to the 60s again. Let's go 64.
63.
Okay.
Good job, Dr. Crane.
Fair enough.
Weird Al Yankovic. How old is Weird Al today?
Weird Al Yankovic.
You heard of him?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to go 60. No, 71.
Okay.
No way. Like, guy being is like 58, right? Something like that.
What's your guess?
58.
What was your first guess?
71.
No, you said you had 60 and you got out of it.
It was going to be 64.
It's exact. You don't get it. He is 64.
Oh.
You don't get it. Always go with your first instinct. All right? Don't be a Mike Vrabel. Actor Ryan Reynolds. We had the TJ Miller in from Deadpool on Friday. Ryan Reynolds, how old is he?
I'm going to go 47.
Ryan Reynolds. Ooh, this is tough. He said 47?
Correct.
Let's go price lower, 45.
He's 47 indeed.
Oh.
The Riddler's up 2-1. Good job, Riddler. Proud of you, man, for taking this game on. I'm going to check your browsing history, make sure you're not cheating over there, and see. I don't know these people here. I don't know her. Let's go down to some other people who got here. Bassist Robert Trujillo of Metallica. How old is he? He's a new bassist. Well, not new, but he wasn't the original.
66.
Oh, man, this is tough. 59.
59, exactly.
Ooh.
You two boneheads are tied at 2. I love it. Country singer Jimmy Wayne.
76.
Jimmy Wayne, we're going to go with 73.
51.
Oh, boy.
The bassist for Shinedown, Eric Bass. And that's awesome. Eric Bass, or it could be Eric Bass of Shinedown. How old is he today?
He's got to be, I'm going to say 52.
Oh, man.
48.
49.
Okay.
Dr. Crane's up 3-1. I love it. Former TV host, the daughter of John McCain, Meghan McCain. How old is she?
She's 44.
Ah, yeah. D-Mace back here chuckling it up. I don't know. Let's go 54.
She is 39, and we're done. That's it.
Ugh.
Dr. Crane, great job there today. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Proud of you. Proud of you for doing that. Junie, fun show. We'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow we're down at Bridgestone Arena, correct?
Yep. We will be down at Pete and Terry's as the Preds take on the Canucks tomorrow night at 8:15. I'll be filling in for Chase McCabe tomorrow and Wednesday. He will be back joining the show Thursday. But that is all the time that love we it. Have. Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace coming up next.
And don't forget, our guys out there, we love you. We know if you're struggling, you need somebody to talk to, you can always talk to us. We need you around. Our world's a better place because of you. So we're here for you. We love you, man. Just let you guys know that. We'll see you guys tomorrow.